Inside Mac.
Thursday, October 5th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. The Mac Pro is dubbed fastest PC in the UK. Apple loses CFO Fred Anderson, but analysts are saying the stock options probe will have minimal impact. And Starbucks in your iPod. And weighing Apple's stock options probe, Piper Jaffray analyst Gene Munster said that while the 15 impacted option grants was more than he had expected, he sees minimal financial impact. The Cupertino company said the internal investigation has cleared Steve Jobs and other managers of misconduct during a period of questionable stock option awards. It was concluded that while Jobs knew of the favorable grant dates for some stock options, he did not benefit from the grants and was unaware of the accounting implications. Unfortunately, Fred Anderson, the company's former chief financial officer, resigned from its board of directors, but what the company did is not considered illegal. Companies do have to properly disclose and account for it, and according to Mr. Munster, Apple will take a non-cash charge for options-related compensation expense. In addition, Apple will pay back taxes, which is estimated to be less than $50 million, which would be less than 0.6% of Apple's cash on the balance sheet. Since Jobs has been cleared of any wrongdoing, the elimination of remote risk to his position at Apple should ease investors' concerns that the options investigation could somehow lead to the end of Steve Jobs' career at Apple. In the end, Mr. Munster has maintained his outperform rating on Apple's stock with a $99 price target. Apple's quad-core, Intel-based Mac Pro is setting new records in the UK and is considered to be the fastest personal computer. It was placed against the top-of-the-line Windows machine by British magazine PC Pro. With Windows XP installed on the Mac using Apple's Bootcamp utility, it achieved record-breaking speeds in multiple application tests. PC Pro put it to the test by keeping all four cores constantly busy. In one test, they ran demanding tasks in Microsoft Office, Photoshop, and the music decoder simultaneously, and the result was almost three times faster than the reference Pentium D-based computers that PC Pro's lab's test scores are based on. According to the report, the results in terms of pure performance speaks volumes of the ability of Intel's new processors and Apple's ability to build systems around them. And you can now take Starbucks with you as you drive to work, go for a bike ride, or even go to the gym. As of now, Starbucks music fans will have the ability to buy the Starbucks Hear music catalog on iTunes. Starbucks president Ken Lombard said many of our customers want to listen to our music on their iPods, and now that will be easier than ever. The music offerings are now available in a special new Starbucks entertainment area within the iTunes music store and will include a wide variety of popular content as well as a playlist created specifically for iTunes. Coming up, Best Buy gets into the digital music market. That story when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. The public beta release of Amnesty Generator has been announced. The free utility for Mac OS X will convert any Google web page gadget into a dashboard widget. Google had announced earlier that it was opening its Google Desktop Gadgets framework to web developers, allowing universal gadgets to be embedded into web pages without the need for additional software. Amnesty Generator automates the process of embedding this gadget code into locally hosted web pages that are implemented inside dashboard widgets. It is free and requires Mac OS X 10.3.9 or later. QuickerTech has announced a new wireless amplifier for MacBooks. The company says the Kinect product will boost the signal between the internal airport card and the Airport Extreme base station or other wireless access point from vendors such as Belkin, D-Link, Linksys, and others. The company claims this signal boosting will double the wireless range of the MacBook as well as maintain fast network speeds. The MacBook Connect is priced at $199.95 US. And lastly today, yet another music service is being developed to compete against iTunes. It seems like it never ends. The new music service combines Best Buy and Real Networks with digital music player maker SanDisk. Using Real's Rhapsody subscription service, it'll be designed to work hand-in-hand with the new line of SanDisk Sansa E200R Rhapsody digital music players in the same manner that iPods work with iTunes. The companies are hoping to become as successful as Apple by offering a seamless service between the device and a download service. In addition, Best Buy will be promoting the new service by offering buyers of the SanDisk Sansa player a free 2-month subscription to the music store, which will allow consumers unlimited access to millions of songs during that period. But the downside of that is that users will not be able to listen to the songs after the promotion expires, unless they sign up for the service. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.